Hello, book lovers, and welcome to Book Talk Radio Club. My name is Claire Perkins, and today I'm talking to author Bob Emery, who writes under the pen name of R.J. Eastwood. The Autopsy of Planet Earth is Bob's science fiction novel. Hi, Bob. First of all, welcome, and thank you for coming on Book Talk Radio Club.
Thank you, Claire. It's a pleasure, really.
Thank you very much. Bob, The Autopsy of Planet Earth just knocked my socks off. I couldn't put it down. In fact, I read the book in one go throughout the night. Would you like to give Book Talk Radio Club's listeners a brief synopsis of the story, please?
The Autopsy of Planet Earth, it really is based on first human contact with an alien race who comes and says that they are actually our creators, the people who created us, or the alien race that created us.
Right.
And that they come to help us get our act together.
Mm-hmm.
The question becomes, of course, at what price?
Yeah.
Are we humans prepared to transition to a different being? That's the question the book poses.
The Autopsy of Planet Earth has been described as a sweeping novel. How long did it take to write, Bob?
Actually, 5 years. If you indulge me, let me just tell you that my first novel was published in 2010. And it was based on a screenplay that I wrote that was never produced.
Okay.
In the end, it was very well reviewed, but it only sold about 500 copies, and I had come to the conclusion that it wasn't the book that I really set out to do, that it was based too much on the screenplay.
Right.
And being the first novel, I just had to redo it, and so I did, and it took me 5 years. I added a second book where I was going to release volumes one and volume two, but I decided in the end to combine them in one book. So that's the genesis. I was more interested in going back and really, really getting into the characters.
Right.
And that's what I did.
Well, it's wonderful. But tell me, why the title, The Autopsy of Planet Earth?
Well, you know, when I was writing it, I didn't have a title, and every time I came up with a title, I would write it down.
Mm.
And then one day, those words came into my head, The Autopsy of Planet Earth, because the aliens were examining the human race.
Right.
And I thought it was very, very explanatory to the story that I was trying to write.
So what type...
It's a funny thing, because every author out there struggles with titles.
Yeah. That's true.
You know, it's a hit or a miss, and I just thought that title would grab readers' attention.
And what type of reading audience is The Autopsy of Planet Earth aimed at?
Say that again, I'm sorry.
What type of reading audience is The Autopsy of Planet Earth aimed at?
Well, that's an excellent question. It's hard to say. I mean, if I knew the answer to that, my name would be James Patterson. But I think it's broad. I think science fiction readers who enjoy books with good, strong, clear characters that they can relate to, I think will really get a kick out of this book.
Yeah.
It's really the story of the protagonist's arc.
Right.
From the time of the alien. So I think strong characters, I think people who like a lot of plot twists.
Mm.
You know, they don't know where the story's going to go. And the other thing is, I think that endings, I think I've come up with a good ending that will be satisfactory to the reader. And I'm a strong believer, if you don't have a good ending, you don't have a book.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, so I think a broad audience would enjoy it.
Well, congratulations. You're also receiving some great reviews over on Amazon, including, I'm not one to typically rate a book, but I read the first two chapters of this novel and was hooked, wanting to know where this imaginative sci-fi story is going. Tell me, Bob, what was the best moment for you, the first sale or the first review, and why?
Actually, it wasn't the first sale. I had a lot of early sales because I went hounding all my friends and relatives by the But what was exciting for me was the first editorial review I received. And it was from the reviewing service, Reader's Favorite.
Right.
It was not a review that I bought or paid for. I just simply submitted it, and it came back as this great review. And that was so satisfying. Because here it was an unpaid-for review.
Yeah. Right. Fantastic. The Autopsy of Planet Earth is, as I said earlier, a novel in science fiction. Will you be writing more novels in that genre, or will you try something completely different, do you think?
Thank you for asking that. I'm in the process of writing two different books. The one, Midnight Black, is semi-science fiction.
Right. Absolutely, absolutely. Your book is available for Kindle and in paperback. Do you foresee yourself going down the route of an audiobook?
You know, I do, and it's not something that I know much about, and I'm in the process of investigating it.
Right.
And if the book stays strong with the readers, you know, I think I will go that way. I might add, by the way, two quick things. First, the plug. Right now, through the 15th, the ebook is 99 cents.
Right.
Through the 15th.
Uh-huh.
And the other thing I want to tell you about is, as of this morning, my ranking in sales with Amazon was at 109,000, which is pretty pleasing.
Fantastic. Oh, well done. I mean, I've always loved good science fiction stories, and I'm an avid Star Trek watcher. Well, a fan of Gene Roddenberry, definitely a visionary. Who or what inspired you to write this book, The Autopsy of Planet Earth?
Another good question. Years ago, I was a big fan of the television series The X-Files.
Uh-huh.
I'm a big believer that one day we will find other life in this or another universe.
Hmm.
Right. The screenplay, of course, was never produced.
Mm.
It became a book. But that's where my inspiration came from.
Right. And your book has a unique premise, a story that follows the adventure of an alien who may hold the key to save Earth from its slow death. Why do we look for someone or something to save us from our own human folly? Why can't we take responsibility en masse to save ourselves, do you think? We're always looking outside for something.
It's a simple theory that plays out every day in newspapers and television reporting. That is that we never do anything about problems until the horse is out of the barn, so to speak.
Yeah.
You know, we wait until something happens. Mm. And I think that we are, we humans are short-term thinkers.
Yes.
All of us, of course.
Yeah.
So we think about today, maybe a little bit about tomorrow, but we don't think about next year, the year after.
No, I agree with you.
So we make short decisions, short-term decisions that come back to haunt us.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. So, as I said, I think the Autopsy of Planet Earth is absolutely brilliant. In your opinion, what is the difference between a good sci-fi novel and a great, never-to-be-forgotten science fiction novel?
Well, I'll go back to something I said. I think that, first of all, your characters have got to be well-drawn.
Mm.
I want a reader to read and see that character through their own mind. And if I've done that, I've accomplished
right.
my mission.
Right.
The other thing is, again, I say, if you don't have a good ending, it's like, okay, why did I read this book? Because the ending doesn't make sense. But I think primarily it's characters. I think. And the other thing is, here's what I try to do. I try to give each character some sort of a little tick that separates them from everybody else.
That's interesting.
And I try never to write in my own voice because, well, everybody would sound like
That's a good point. I believe you have, that's for sure. So tell me again, where can Book Talk Radio Club listeners purchase The Autopsy of Planet Earth?
Well, needless to say, like any other author these days, I try to direct people to Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
But the truth of the matter is the ebook and the paperback are available just about everywhere books are sold.
Fantastic.
They have extremely wide distribution.
Wonderful, wonderful. All right, thank you, Bob. That was absolutely fascinating. Please come back on Book Talk Radio Club when you finish your next book, and I'd love to chat with you and hear more. In the meantime, good luck for the future, and thank you, everyone, for listening to Book Talk Radio Club. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you very much.
Okay, there we go.